Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Hello?
Hello?
May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
65084.
65084, and your first and last name, please?
Bonnie Ferment.
Ms. Ferment, may I have your shipping address for verification, starting with 20, please?
My shipping address?
Your address, starting with 20?
Oh, 203 Jefferson Place, Versailles, Missouri.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
Ms. Ferment, I do see the... smartwatch that was canceled on this account for $5.74, and instead you bought a sweepstakes ticket to try and win a kitchen item. Is that correct?
No, not a sweepstakes ticket. I was supposed to get the item.
No, this is a sweepstakes ticket to try and win a kitchen item.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
So what happens then?
You have a two-part thing, and your name just keeps getting presented to see if you can win. And then comes next the, on this same account, it's a bundled account. You have a membership, a discount online shopping membership you're charged for every month with this sweepstakes account.
Okay, so that charge was the $5.14 or 74 cents?
That's for the sweepstakes ticket, so you can, your name can be presented. And then for $40, $50, or $60 every month, you will get the discount online shopping membership.
Okay, I need to cancel that. That was a misunderstanding.
Do you want to cancel the membership or
yes.
the sweepstakes or both?
Both of them. Both,
on both
please.
Of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
So I think it would be wise, ma'am, to read the terms and conditions so you know the full offer.
Well, it never did show up again.
Oh, the terms and conditions?
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't show up, then you may not want to order it if you're not sure.
I'm sure. I won't do it again. Yeah, because I saw it and I thought, oh, well, it showed the Walmart lady and all this bit. And I thought, well, that sounds logical, but I guess it wasn't.
Hey, you want to be sure, ma'am.
Okay. I want to cancel the ticket and the club deal, whatever it was. And I certainly won't do it again.
Okay. I'm giving you the cancellation number. 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
So you want to, okay. So this is not the same day order. So this has already been presented your name, and the 574 is already in use as a service, presenting your name for the sweepstakes.
Uh-huh. So I can't cancel that?
Well, in terms of getting your money back, I mean, it's canceled. The account is canceled.
Uh-huh.
There's no, you know.
But the $574, I will still have to pay.
Hold on 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Sure.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just getting a response from the company about your account, and then I'll give you the final word, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. I'm still waiting for a response.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know so you know I didn't disappear.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And how do I say your name? Ferment? Ms. Ferment or Ferment? Or how do you put it?
Ferment. 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 Just
Ferment.
Like homebrew, sour grapes. Yeah, ferment.
Hey, we won't forget.
Right.
My brother would consider that an honor. He loves all the fermented foods.
Right, right. So is that, am I able to get out of this?
I am trying to arrange that right now. And thank you for your patience here. I don't know what is going on here. We're having bit of a delay.
Well, I know it's late in the day, but do I need to call my credit card company?
No, we're definitely dealing with the refund. I'm just trying to figure it out now.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here.
Because it's the five something's already been charged on my credit card. I called them to see about, you know, because I was really concerned because I'd given my credit card number and I thought, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And
yeah.
So the only charge that's on there so far is the $574, which
yes.
I'm not really worried about that. I'm just worried about, you know, I don't want to be this $50, $60 a month and all that kind of stuff. I do not want to get into that.
The
club membership or whatever this deal is.
Okay, I'm refunding right now anyhow, ma'am. The company is refunding the $574 for you.
Okay.
Okay. So in 3 to 5 business days, that $574 will be back on your account, okay? So look out for it. And I'm giving you the refund cancellation number now so you know what's going on. And thank you for your patience all this time.
Okay.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. So the membership is shut down. The sweepstakes is shut down, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, boy. Let me see here. I'm trying to get this for you here. Okay, that number is C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it is 260.
Okay.
981. Uh-huh. 695.
Okay. So okay. That cancels the membership and the whole bit.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I am sorry about this. I'm just, you know, I'm 85 and I guess just too gullible. I need to, like you say, read all the fine print and stuff. But it never did come up again, so I couldn't even see it or confirm it or anything like that.
I don't think it's about being gullible. It's that we're used to, you know, what's presented is what is. But we now have a technology where information goes fast. And you have to look, really, you have to think beyond what you see now.
Right.
That's all. So I don't think you're gullible. You don't have to put yourself down.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're all adjusting to technology and how information is presented.
Yeah, the young kids know all this stuff. And
they know, they have to keep up. I hear them say, you know, it's a constant changing of knowledge. Yeah. It's changing all the time.
Okay. So everything's taken care of then. Okay.
Yes, it is, ma'am. So thank you so much.
Thank you for your help.
The best to you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thanks for calling us for support.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.